So we're one step closer to a Cymru League's giant killing. Welcome to the JD Welsh Cup South Preview Podcast, as you can hear, with a very croaky Mark Webber and a healthy Mark Jonah Jones. He's given me his cold, so he'll be doing most of the talking. He's picked six games to watch this second round, but before we hear about them and we hear from the managers, Jonah, what does a win in this round specifically mean for the smaller clubs?
To get a win at this stage of the competition, Mark, it's a fantastic achievement for anybody, especially the lower-ranked clubs in the competition. And it's almost like obviously the non-league teams and such in the FA Cup when they make the third round, when the big boys come in. The big boys come in from the Welsh Premier, the 12 clubs come in the next round. So every club left in it will want to play one of the Welsh Premier boys, I'm sure. Maybe not so much the boys at the top of the Cymru North and Cymru South, because they might still want to avoid them to later on, because they'll think they can go a long way in a competition. But yeah, it's absolutely massive. And don't forget the finance. The finance is special to these teams. If they can pick up a couple of thousand pounds to help towards their finances for the season, it's key. And if they can get a round or two further, it could almost pay for some of these club seasons. So yeah, Mark, to make round two, which is the round where the big boys come in, it'd be massive to these boys.
So, Jonah, which games caught your eye first?
Mark, one of the ties of the round has got to be Haverford West County against Cambrian and Clydach. They're both big guns in the JD Cymru South, and two of the pre-season South title favourites. They'll meet at the Bridge Meadow Stadium. It has to be one of the ties of the round. Cambrian, they really are a great cup team. They had a fantastic season last year in the cups, don't forget, getting to the quarter final of this competition and the final of the Nathaniel MG Cup. So they are a cup side. They had a great start to their league campaign where they had five wins in a row. They haven't had the greatest of results of late, and they'll want this to bounce back. Now they got great players. They got the likes of Corey Shepherd, who won one of the goals of the season last year, Sam Jones, Leon Jacka, Liam Edwards, and the likes, who can put the ball in the back of the net. And the Bluebirds, Haverford West, they got Marcus Griffiths and Ben Fawcett. They get plenty of goals. Sean Pemberton and Scott Tantock, with the experience at the back, they've played at higher levels. So Hawley and goals, one of the better keepers in this league. It's a heavyweight clash at this stage of the cup. These two, at the start of their season, when they speak to their chairman and the like, they will definitely pinpoint to get as far as most probably round three or four in the Welsh Cup. It'll help their budgets as well. So most probably if you want to pick one, which could be the tightest one, maybe to go to penalties or really be a rip roarer of a game, is Haverford West and Cambrian and Clydach.
And here's Cambrian and Clydach manager Dane Williams.
We certainly enjoyed the cup runs last year, but to be drawn away to Haverford West at this point in the cup is pretty much the hardest draw we could have possibly had. We've already lost them at home. We're well aware of what Haverford West are all about, and it's going to be a very, very difficult game. If we can't come through it, it'd be nice to kind of have another cup run, maybe a little trip away, and it just helps with the season, breaking up the league. It helps those nights out and a bit of togetherness, and gives you an opportunity to switch off and enjoy something else as a group. But Saturday is going to be as tough as it possibly can be for us. But fingers crossed we can get a result and have the same success as last year.
Now, Kevin Cribble from the South Wales Alliance doing well in this cup. They play an injury-ravaged Goitre next. Is this the banana skin tie? Well, before we get Jonah's thoughts, here's Goitre manager Lee John.
Yeah, everyone at the club is really looking forward to the game Saturday, Mark. It's going to be a difficult challenge. Kevin Cribble did a good outfit. We played them in pre-season and we've done our homework on them. They've started the league season really well. I'm just happy, to be honest with you, that we started to see some players ourselves come back from injury. The likes of Josh Jones and Joe Hopkins, Keane Watts, will all be in contention for a place on Saturday afternoon. So that's exciting for us, because we've had a really difficult 2 or 3 months with 8 or 9 long-term injuries, So that's good. But Jonah will tell you, it'll be a difficult challenge on Saturday, and they'll be upset on Saturday afternoon in round two. And we've just got to make sure that we're fully focused, we're prepared, and I'm wearing the hat for the next round in round three when the Welsh Premier teams come in and all the big boys come in.
Goitre United are 3 tiers ahead of their opponents, and Kevin Cribble, I think they're the joint lowest ranked team in the competition. But listen, Dale, it's their cup final. They're Dale for Kevin Cribber. They're a great club. They've been going on for years and years in the old amateur league and now in the Alliance League. So, you know, this is a massive deal for Kevin Cribber against Lee Johns. Lee John will know, you know, how important the Welsh Cup is. He made the final once with Port Talbot, so you know the importance of getting far in the competition. And on the day, most probably, pressure on John O and his team, because they most probably are the biggest, I would say, maybe the biggest favourites on paper this weekend. So you'd expect Goitre to win at Glenavot Park, but who knows for Kevin Cribber. It's a wonderful day out for them. You know, like I said, they're packed great memories in their history, Kevin Cribber, and this could be their biggest day of all. So good luck to Goitre, but special good luck to Kevin Cribber, and enjoy the day, boys.
Is Llanelli, Penryn, Cork in your picks next, Journey?
The Reds at the moment. I mean, you had the interview last week with Wayne Stevens, Andy Hill's shock departure a fortnight ago, but they still got class at Llanelli, the likes of Loveridge is class at this level. Kyle Kopp, some, you know, a former Cardiff Met Uni centre forward, Tim Parker, second highest scorer in the league. So these would be players who Llanelli would expect them to get through. But, you know, the Midwell side, managed by Gary Lewis, and he's got the likes of Corbacero lending a hand and playing, and Sean James and Sean Meredith both playing, I think. So it'll be a tough game. It'll be definitely a tough game. Penryn are a very decent side, and they have the type of players, experience in their lineup could be vital on this day. Llanelli most probably be a little bit under pressure at home, having had a bumpy period. Tough one to pick this again. Most probably just edge favouritism, Llanelli, being at home on that wonderful pitch down at Stebo, but another cracker of a game.
Well, STM Sports used to being the Goliaths. This weekend, though, they're the Davids, Jonah.
They made the semi-final. They're home to Aberystwyth in the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup. But this is a big cup for them as well. They're drawn away to Chepstow Town. They'll look at it, I think, as a decent draw. And with the type of playing, you know, the players up top at the moment, Callum Bateman, Ben Amoon, supposedly clubs from higher level starting to look at these players. They got Marcus Jones, who played for Barry last year in his competition. Joe Evans in midfield. They're good midfielders. So, you know, they got good players at their club, and they'll be expected to go to Chepstow, I think, and get a win. But Chepstow, like Kevin Cribber, it's the big day out for them. It's a massive day out for Chepstow Town. They're experienced at Welsh League level. They're always tough to beat on their own patch, and they'll expect to put out a good performance. And, you know, it's a big success for them. If they could turn over a club who's played as well as STM Sports this year, it'll be a massive deal for Chepstow Town. Smart money for me says STM, with their goal-scoring prowess every week, and they could be a threat, were they to get through, to another couple of bigger teams in the competition. So smart money says STM. One of the shocks, maybe one of the bigger shocks on the day, would be a win for Chepstow.
And let's hear from Chepstow manager Andrew Wenzel.
It's a game whole club's massively looking forward to playing, but one that's going to be, no doubt, a very difficult game for us, and a very tough task for us to get past a team who, in my personal opinion, are one of the favourites to win the championship this year. Obviously, you love to dream and think about who you could get in the next round of the Welsh Cup, but for me and my team, like it has been all season for us in the league, you can't look past the game that's in front of you. And yes, as like I said, it would be nice to dream about playing a Welsh, getting one of the Prem teams, but this is no doubt going to be a massive game and a very tough test for me and my boys this weekend. STM are flying. They've got an abundance of very good players at their disposal. But in saying that, I think my team can give a good test. The last round against Taswell, again, we were massive underdogs to going into that game, but my team showed that we are, on our day, a very good team ourselves. And it's a game that we're all very much looking forward to playing and can't wait to get going this weekend.
And which game's caught your eye next, Jonah?
Big game down west for Ammanford as they host Tom Penter. I think their winning run came to an end last week. They'd had 8 wins on a row, but they got defeated last week by Avon Lido. That was a tough game. And I think Tom Penter, by the way, Like Avonlea, though, they, Tom Pender have a not present, you know, pedigree like the Lido, but they've always had that class about their club where they're not afraid to play against anybody. They've been there in the past, they've been in Europe. So the Welsh Cup will be a great day out for their fans. And going down to Ammanford, I hope they go down with a busload, Tom Pender, and have a good day out at Ammanford, because they're coming up against some class at this level now. Drundle, Andy Robinson, obviously we mention them all the time. They're banging the goals in every game. Trundle's bagged 8 league goals. Gavin Jones in midfield's got 4. So they've got plenty of threat at Ammanford, and they'll start as warm favourites for this one. Like I said, Tom Pender, not having, you know, they've had a couple of barren years, but you look to big games when you've had bad times and not the greatest of seasons in the last couple of seasons. You look for things like this today to give your fans something back. So come on up, Bulldogs, go down to Ammanford, put on a good performance and make it a cup cracker.
And last but no means least, could this be another banana skin tie for a Cymru South team?
It's a big game, Mac, for Pontypridd against Llandudno Wales. A massive game for them. I mean, Llandudno knocked out Llanwy Major in the last round, so the Sparmen will be aiming for another scalp on Saturday. You know, it's been a difficult start in the league for Ponty. They're just 1 point above the relegation places, but they got players there, former Barrytown players, Lewis Coslett, Lee Bulldog, Tyrell Webb, Louis Gerrard and Karim Lee. They got plenty of quality, and at this level you'd think that would be enough just to get them over the line. But Llandudno, they'll just look back to their last game. Don't forget, Llanwy Major higher in the league, higher in the Cymru South than Ponty are at the moment. So they'll believe they can pull off another shock. Decent game, tough one to call. Home advantage just, and a break from the league, I think, just edges Jonathan Jones' team with some favouritism. But Llandudno, they'll want to create an upset, just slight underdogs. So for them to pull this off, to knock out two Cymru South teams in a row, would be absolutely gigantic. That's what they'll be looking to do.
Well, good luck to all the teams. Let's hope the weather doesn't become the main factor as it has of late. We'll be back with a Cymru South preview in 7 days' time.